こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、ルール大学ボーフムの研究でトルコ北東部の山岳地帯で話されている口笛を使った言語では、左脳を主に使う他の言語と違い、左脳と右脳の両方が使われていることが分かりました。この口笛言語は約1万人が使っており、言葉や文法はトルコ語と同じです。この地域の人々は相手が近くにいるときはトルコ語を話し、相手が離れた場所にいるときにこの口笛言語を使います。これを使うと最大で5キロメートル離れた場所にいる人とも会話が可能とのことです。実験ではヘッドフォンを使って両耳に違う言葉を聞かせ、どちらがより理解できたかで左脳と右脳の働きを調べました。トルコ語の場合は右耳から入った言葉が理解されていましたが、口笛言葉では両耳で差が出ませんでした。
According to new research by Ruhr University, a dialect of whistling language utilized by Turkish people living in a mountainous region in the northeast differs from other languages in that it greatly involves both hemispheres of the brain. Most languages primarily involve only the left hemisphere of the brain.Around 10,000 people use the whistling language, which has the same vocabulary and grammatical structure as standard spoken Turkish. While they use standard Turkish for communication in person, they switch to the bird-like whistling for communication at longer distances, up to 5 kilometers apart. In order to investigate the level of brain activity in each hemisphere, the researchers played subjects audio of two different words simultaneously through headphones, one word for each ear.They found that participants would identify the word played to the left ear in standard Turkish, but when playing audio of words in the whistling language, there was little difference between the two sides, suggesting that both hemispheres of the brain are equally involved.
そう、なんかね、カナリア諸島でもスペイン語をこう口笛言語にしたあのそのシェパードの人たちの言語があるらしくて、なんかね、 YouTube にこれのビデオあったんだけど、本当に鳥の声みたいな、なんかピーピヨピヨピヨピヨみたいな感じで、
Can you do it?
No, なんか指を使って一本口になんか当てて、
Which finger?
Any, like 小指とかかな。でピヨピヨピヨってやってるのね。で本当に姿が見えないような、なんか男性はお父さんがなんか山の中で作業してて、お母さんが家からもうご飯ですよみたいな、早く帰ってきてみたいな、ピヨピヨってしたら、お父さんがあもうすぐ行くよピヨピヨみたいな感じで普通に会話できてんの、すごくない？
But not on the same level of complexity as regular
と思うじゃん。意外と何でも言えてんのそれで。なんか、The interviewer was asking like, あなんか鳥がたまに間違えて返事しませんみたいな言ったら、彼も口笛でYeah, the birds sometimes respond みたいな感じ答えたりとか、だからその go とか come とかそういう単純な単語だけじゃなくて、普通に口笛で会話ができてるの、すごくない？
Well, if we, you know, we could assign meaning to different like whistles right now,
yeah,
and kind of make a rudimentary version of that. So I guess, yeah, if it's something that they'veYou know, that's kind of developed over hundreds, if not thousands of years. It could get pretty crazy.
そうなの。びっくりした。それで、まあ、音楽は右脳で理解してるらしいんだけど、人間は。基本的には左脳で言語処理してるから、これが、この口笛言語を研究することによって、その脳卒中とかで左脳にダメージを受けた人でも、もしかしたらこれを使えば会話ができるのかもしれない。っていうことで、もうちょっと研究を進めますって書いてあった。
Have you seen the TED talk with that woman that
who had a stroke?
Yeah, she like lost function of half her brain.
Yeah. And she's the brain expert, right? Like whatever, neurologist or something.
Yeah.
なんか超冷静にさ、自分にストロークが起きた時の状況を話してるやつでしょ。
I think she had a stroke on the left hemisphere of her brain. And so her right hemisphere completely took over. But the right hemisphere works very differently than the left.
Right.
The right is more creative and intuitive and less of that kind of rigid, logical type of thinking. So she was kind of talking about how that influenced her life and the way she sees things.
そう、なんか彼女の名前忘れちゃったけど、興味ある人は有名だよね、すごい、そのテッドのトーク。そうそう。Yeah, I was really surprised to see this.
How weird is it that there's that dichotomy in the brain where one side does all of this sort of stuff and the other side does all of this sort of stuff.
ね。
And then people can be dominant in one side. So like they say that women are generally pretty balanced, left and right. It's pretty balanced in women. But a lot of men are left side dominant. Very much left side dominant. And, you know, that may explain some of the things that are wrong with society and our culture right now. Is that imbalance in the brains of all these men and these, so many of these men that have this left side dominant trait are going to end up becoming, you know, end up in influential positions.
Right.
Because, you know, that kind of logical, mechanical thinking is really conducive to good business, you know?
なんか、うのうとさのって面白いよね。あの、philosophical zombie ってあるじゃん。哲学的ゾンビっていうのかな、日本語だと。その、さのとうのをつないでる能量っていうんだっけ、その線っていうか、を切っちゃうとどうなるのかっていう thought experiment で、結局その右目だけで見える状態と左目だけで見える状態に分けた時に、自分の右脳が見えてるものを左脳は見えてなかったりするわけじゃん。だからそうなると、じゃあ自分って誰なんだみたいな、なんか自分が二人いることになっちゃうっていうかさ、みたいのがあって、すごい面白いよそれ。
It's kind of a, I don't know if bipolar is the word, but it's kind of, there's a struggle between the two in some sense
I guess.
And there's a weird sort of, you know, there used to be a weird stigma about people that are left-handed. And they would try to force people to be right-handed. But people that are left-hand dominant, oftentimes the right side of their brain is dominant. Which means they're more likely to be the, you know, more creative, intuitive type of person, or artistic, or however you want to put it. But I think that's, you know, the fact that our society was trying to suppress that, you know, is a good indication of what the problem is. You know, what part of the problem is that, you know, that kind of thinking that's so left brain dominant.
あれ何だったんだろうね。私も幼稚園の時とかお受験だったから、もう絶対左利きの子は右に直さなきゃいけないみたいなのがあったけど、今考えると意味が分からないよね。何がダメなんだっていう。
We need more left-handed.Sort of right brain type people, I
guess. 次、イタリア・ウルビーノ大学の研究で、相手の目をじっと10分間見続けるだけで、人は乖離や幻覚などの反応を得ることが分かりました。実験では事前に目的は告げず、20人の被験者をそれぞれ1メートル離れたところに対面で座らせ、相手の顔は見えるが色は判別しにくい程度に照明を落とし、お互いの目を10分間見つめてもらいました。すると多くの人がこれまで味わったことのない感覚だったと回答し、さらに乖離が起きていました。乖離とは周りの環境から自分だけが乖離したように感じる現象で、通常は記憶喪失やトラウマ、薬物などで引き起こされます。被験者の 90% は相手の顔のパーツが歪んだり変形して見えたと答え、 75% はモンスターが見えた、 50% は相手の顔に自分の顔の特徴が見えた、 15% は相手の顔に自分の家族の顔が見えたと答えました。
New research by the University of Urbino has found that staring into someone's eyes for 10 minutes can cause hallucination and altered states of consciousness. The experiment conducted by the researchers involved having 20 participants, uninformed of the researchers' intentions, sit 1 meter apart in a dimly lit room, dark enough so that colors are indecipherable. The participants would then stare into each other's eyes for 10 minutes. After the experiment, most participants reported feeling quite strange, with many of them experiencing dissociative symptoms, such as feeling detached from one's surroundings, memory loss, or distorted reality. These are symptoms that can be brought about by traumatic experiences or drug use. 90% of the participants reported seeing distortions in the other person's face, with 75% saying they looked like a monster, 50% saying they saw characteristics of their own face in the other person, and 15% reporting that the other person's face began to resemble a family member.
そう、なんか乖離っていうのをもうちょっと分かりやすく言うと、なんかテレビに没頭しちゃって周りの人のこと全然見えなくなってるとか、なんか会社からの帰りになんか知らない間に家に着いてたりとか、あれどうやって電車乗ったんだっけみたいなとか、まあ、あと自分をこう外側から見てるような感覚っていう状態を言うらしいんだけど、なんかさ、やってみたんだよね、さっき2人で、あの、yep. マイケルの部屋が結構明るいから、お風呂場でもうギリギリ本当に目が慣れてからやっと顔がお互いの顔が判別できるぐらいの、結構暗いよね、で10分間タイマーつけて2人お互い目だけを見つめるっていうのをやったんだけど、面白かったね、不思議だよね。
It's pretty weird.
なんかこの記事読んだ時に、相手の顔がモンスターに見えるとか言ってどういう意味だよはーと思ったけど、確かになんか顔が歪んできたりとか、片目だけなくなったりとか、でずっとあんまり瞬きしないようにしてると、そもそもマイケルの顔がなくなっちゃう、なんか真っ暗になっちゃったりとか。
Yeah, I didn't see any family members, or I didn't see characteristics of my own face.
Yeah.
Did you?
No. Maybe it's because we know each other. Like, we're friends. So, だから、全く知らない人とやった方が、多分もっとすごい乖離の感じが出てくると思う。
There's a sort of a blank slate.
でもこういうふうに顔が歪んだりとかっていうのは、多分家族とか友達でも普通に起きると思うから。ちょっとやってみたい人やってみてほしいけど、すごい変だったね。
it kind of gives some insight into the way that seeing things actually works.
Yeah.
when you're looking at some place, you only see exactly what you're looking at.
Yeah.
And the area around it is sort of constructed by your brain.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a short-term thing. So the more time goes by, the more your brain kind of forgets what's around where you're looking. I mean, this is just my
experience.
What I feel like is going on.
Yeah. そう、なんかさ、なんか一応ね、この記事で説明してたのは、こう同じものとか風景をずっと見続けるととか、なんかそういう変化がない刺激が続くとニューロンの活動が遅くなったり止まったりしちゃうんだって。それでこういう風に変になっちゃうらしいんだけど、確かにこうなんか刺激が少ないじゃん、ずっと見てるから。だからなんか脳がさ、なんか混乱っていうか、本当スローダウンしてちゃんと物が見えてないみたいな不思議な状態。
I think it's like the brain thinks that something's wrong, and so it's trying to put it together. Like it's doing stuff. Your brain is doing things while you're not doing anything.
Yeah. で、なんか面白いのは、まばたきとか、だからそういうちょっとした刺激、相手がなんか飲み込んだりとかさ、する音とか、ちょっとした刺激でパッと元に戻ってくるんだけど、そこからまただんだん、だからずっと動いてる状態なんだよね。ずっと何かが違う。そう。
It's kind of like the, they have the color illusions too.
Yeah.
Or have you...Have you tried the Jesus one?
No, I don't think so.
There's like some image, and if you look at it for a long time, and then you, like you can find it online if you,
and you
search like Jesus illusion. Not colors, but you look at a wall and you see Jesus.
Ah, okay. okay.
Well, yeah, or something that kind of looks like Jesus.
あとあれだよね、漢字とかだとよくゲシュタルト崩壊っていうさ、ずっと見てるとその文字がなんか理解できなくなってくるみたいな、一時的に、
yeah.
とか。
But that's, そう。I don't think that's so, that's not really a visual thing so much.
Isn't it?
Because you can just say, you can just say the same word over and over, and then it sounds really weird. You know, so it happens with a lot of.
But you know, with kanji, it's like it looks, it starts to look weird. Like, do I know this kanji? Like, have I seen this before?
That happens with English too, but you forget how to spell really basic words.
Like,
it happens to everyone.
なんかこんなさ、10分間人の目を見るだけでこんな変なことになることを今まで知らなかったのも不思議じゃない。
There's a YouTube video with, it has a face on the left, a face on the right, and a plus sign in the middle, just a little target in the middle. And you just, you're supposed to stare at the target.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it shows a bunch of different faces.
Yeah, yeah.
But your peripheral vision is not really seeing that much. And the brain's power to recognize faces is so strong that it, your brain is doing crazy things to these faces in your peripheral vision.
あれもさ、モンスターみたいに見えるよね。確かに。いや、ちょっとやってみたい人、簡単だからね。何もいらないしね、道具とか。
Yeah. Do you know about like Dunbar's number?
No.
So Dunbar's number is, it's this idea that you can only, there's like a limited number of faces that you can have in your brain.
Like
you can only manage relationships with a certain number of people.
Okay.
And that maxes out, I forget what the number is. I think it's something like,
wasn't it like 500, 300, 500 or something like that?
I think it's less than that.
Oh.
Well, it varies person to person.
Maybe I'm thinking of
something
else then.
I think it was like 150 or something. I'm totally guessing though.
Okay.
But it's, I don't know, it's like we came from societies that were very small, you know, villages and stuff. And now it's like there's people that have, you know, 1,500 Facebook friends, and it's like, you know, how it's interesting to see how we kind of deal with that. There's definitely a limit. You know, you get overwhelmed at a certain point. I feel like for me personally, it's smaller than normal, possibly.
Oh god, me too.
Yeah,
like, yeah, more definitely less than 10, like like people that I regularly see. I mean, I used to see like tons of people, but as I age, it's it gets harder and harder to maintain like this friend base.
Well, it kind of becomes like, what, you know, what am I doing? The relationships aren't enriching. They're kind of superficial. Yeah. They're political.
Hiroku asaku ってやつだよね。だから。Yeah, it takes a lot of effort too. Because you have to like text a lot of people, you have to pick up your phone when people are calling you, or you have to call back, you know, to maintain all that kind of conversation with so many people at the same time. Especially with the iPhone. So, yeah.
But standards are lower now too, I feel like.
What do you mean?
Like if you're, well, not for everybody, but for a lot of people, you know, you don't have to meet up all the time. You don't have to hang out. You don't.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just you can like each other's posts on Facebook or something.
Yeah, cool. そうだね。学生の時はね、なんか無理やりにでもさ、学校行けば何十人とかに会うから、それがなんか普通かなって思うけど、社会人になっちゃうとね、そんなこと言ってらんないよね。なんかどうでもいい人とかはさ、別に会わなくていいやみたいな。
Before it was like, you know, I didn't have a phone until I was like 17 or something. So it's like to hang out with people, it was a lot of effort involved.
It's like, you
know, I'll call at this time. Or
yeah.
Like,
しかもグループチャットとかないからね。一人一人さ、別に連絡してとか。
Yeah. So introductions, I feel like, were more powerful back then too.
そうだね。Yeah.
Like now someone can introduce you, but it's like, oh, you know, I met
whatever.
This.
Yeah, it's like I keep forgetting people's names.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad with names too.
Yeah, 無理だよね。無理無理。次。ドレクセル大学が女性はお腹いっぱいの時の方がロマンチックな状況に反応しやすいことを発見しました。これは常に何か食べてしまう問題を抱えた女性と通常の食生活を送る女性で食べ物の写真を見た時に反応の差があるのかを調べる研究の中で偶然発見されたものです。実験では20人の女子大学生に異なるシチュエーションのカップルの写真を見せ、 MRI で 脳をモニターしました。するとテスト前に食事を与えられていた女性の脳は空腹の女性に比べてロマンチックな写真に対して強い反応を示し、特に報酬に関する部分と視覚情報の処理、顔の認識、目的達成のための言動の部分の反応が顕著でした。チームは栄養的に満たされている方が何かに集中しやすくなるのではないか、もしくは食事を得たことによって報酬を求める部分がさらに敏感になっているのではないか、または女性の中で食事とセックスに何らかの結びつきがあるのではないかと推測しています。
A study by Drexel University has found that women respond better to romantic cues on a full stomach. The study initially intended to compare responses to pictures of food in women with excessive eating habits and more normal eating habits, showing subjects romantic photos to contrast the photos of food. In the experiment, 20 female university students were shown pictures of romantic situations while having their brains monitored with an MRI machine.They discovered that test subjects who had eaten prior to being shown the romantic images showed stronger responses in areas of the brain related to visual processing, facial processing, and goal-directed behavior. The researchers speculate that it may be easier for women to focus when nutritionally satisfied, or that women who have eaten may be more inclined to seek other rewards. It may also suggest a connection between food and sex in the brains of women.
まあ、だからお腹空いてる時にロマンチックなことなんか考えてらんねえよみたいなことかね。
yeah.
先食わせろやみたいな。なんかね、過去の研究でカップルを対象にしたやつで、お腹が空いてる時にはなんか相手を執拗に攻撃してしまうっていう、こう喧嘩した時に言い過ぎちゃったりとかしちゃうっていう結果もあって、まあお腹空いてるとね、なんか血糖値が下がってさ、すごい機嫌悪くなる人いるじゃん、よく。
I feel like a lot of girls do this to themselves though. Like they don't want to be like bloated or gassy on a date, or they, you know, they don't want to eat too much food. They don't want to.
Yeah.
They don't want to get sleepy. So it's like a weird thing to manage.
難しいの。そう、本当それ。それ女心超わかってるじゃん。
Like some girls are super self-conscious of this stuff.
なんか。self-conscious までいかなくてもね、なんかお腹いっぱいになっちゃうとセクシーな気持ちにならなくなっちゃうの。なんか、
yeah.
お腹本当にいっぱい満腹みたいになっちゃうとさ、
yeah.
お腹も出ちゃうし、なんか全然私今セクシーじゃないなみたいになっちゃうからさ、あんまり確かにピザさ半分とか食べたくないなみたいな気持ちはあるけど、かといって、
keep in mind that like half of these women are ones with a tendency to eat. They have an eating disorder, right? Or they.
I think for this one,
food, right?
I think for this one, they just picked the ones that are eating normally, though.
Oh, did they?
なんかその overweight とかそういうのはあの抜いてますって書いてあったから。Yeah, because otherwise it's 絶対偏ってる、right?
But this would also differ across cultures, I think, though. Right?
多分ね、まあデートで何するのが普通かって地域とか国とか文化にもよるだろうし、時間帯とかね。でも、まあお腹空いてなんか超お腹グーグーなってる時にさ、ロマンチックなこととか言われても集中できないかもね。ちょっとそんな場合じゃないんだけどみたいな。
I wonder if it depends. Like they should do another study like this.
Yeah,
and see like what they're eating and see if the food that you're eating actually has something to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, try like pasta, like straight carbs.
Yeah. Or how much you eat too. なんかこれたまたま見つけたやつだから、その分母もすごい少ない、20人とかなんだけど、まあ多分この結果が出たからもっと大きいやつやるんじゃない。
Well, even without more people, I mean, it seems like the difference was significant enough that even with a really small sample size, that it's fairly conclusive. I didn't know this. Do you feel like this? Does this happen to you? Like if you're hungry, you're like not responding as well to
romantic
cues.Do you feel more romantic when you after you eat a lot of food?
Not a lot of food. So like そうだからなんか、
or less romantic if you're hungry.
めっちゃ食べたわみたいな時はあんまりなんかお腹いっぱいすぎるとさ、I start feeling lazy and everything. Like, あんまりなんか、でも確かにお腹空いてカリカリしてるみたいな時はお互いそんなロマンチックな感じにはならないかもね。I don't know.
You know this last part, where they said it may suggest a connection between food and sex in the brains of women.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Really? Because just for women?
Yes, just for women.
Because when I read this, I was like, why only women? Like,
well, they only women were involved in the study, so they can't really assume that for anything that has to do with romance or sex or something, the dynamics are going to be drastically different for men and women.
Right.
From an evolutionary standpoint, this could be the case because if a woman is well-fed, it may be advantageous to reproduce with the man that's there when the food shows up.
Yeah.
Because that person, you know, developing some connection to that person or having kids with that person would, I mean, that's better than,
まあ確かにね、その、
you know what I mean? Like, you need nutrition to have a child.
Yeah, なんか洞窟時代のことを考えるとさ、なんかちゃんと獲物を仕留めてくる男は、
yeah.
キャーってなってセックスしてもいいけど、全然食べ物持って帰ってこないでさ、セックスしようって言われても、お前なんだよってなるかもしれないよね。
Exactly. That dude is getting no pussy if he comes back with like one tiny fish.
そうだよ、なんかこっちがせっせとさ火を起こしたりとか木の実とかをかき集めてる間にさ、yeah. お前手ぶらで帰ってきてんじゃねえよみたいな。
Yeah, yeah. Just think of, you know, There's two situations. One, this guy like climbs out of a lake, you know, dragging some huge fish.
Yeah.
Or shows up with like, I feel like guys know this too. That's why guys want to go hunting and then put this deer's head on their wall, and it's just like, fuck yeah, like, I shot this. You know, they take pictures with the animals that they hunt.
Yeah.
And this is, I think this is a, you know, a base instinct that we have. Men want to, you know, go get food and bring it home, and there's something really satisfying to men about that. There's not that many women that do this.
そうね。
You know?
そうだね。
Like, you know, if I go to some chick's house and she's got animal heads like on her wall and she's like a hunter, it's like...
それはどこでも、それ東京だったら男女関係なくびっくりするよ。
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
次。Scientists at Ohio State University claim to have grown a nearly fully developed human brain in a laboratory. The brain is about the size of a pencil eraser and was produced from human skin cells. While attempts have been made to grow brains in the past, the brains produced by those attempts produced largely incomplete, mere sections of the brain. This brain, on the other hand, consists of 99% of the brain's cell types and genes, as well as a spinal cord, signaling circuitry, and retina. Lead researcher Rene Anand says that there were no ethical concerns, as there is no sensory stimuli entering the brain, and therefore the brain is not thinking in any way. The brain is similar to that of a 5-week-old human fetus and may have potential applications for research on neurological diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
オハイオ州立大学がほぼ完成された人間の脳を研究室で育てることに成功したと発表しました。脳は消しゴムほどの大きさで、人間の皮膚の細胞から作られました。過去にも同様の試みは行われてきましたが、大部分が未完成で脳の一部のみにとどまっていました。今回の脳は通常の 99% の脳細胞と遺伝子を持つほか、神経回路や網膜に信号を送れる脊髄もついています。研究を率いたレネ・アナンド教授によると、この脳には感覚刺激が与えられていないため、何かを考えたりするようなことはなく、倫理上の問題もないとのことです。この脳は5週目の人間の胎児の脳に近く、アルツハイマーやパーキンソン病など神経系の疾患の研究に役立つと期待されています。すごいね。
Yep, we're growing brains now.
これってさ、そのちっちゃい 本当にちっちゃいところからこの5周目この消しゴムの大きさまで育てたってこと？
Well, starting from skin cells.
So, これってこのままほっとくっていうかこのままいったらどんどん大きくなるの？それともこれがゴールなのかな？
Well, this is what they intended to do. I don't really understand why it's so small or how it can be so complete despite being so small. But they said that it's similar to that of a 5-week-old human fetus. So I guess the brain of a 5-week-old human fetus is about that size.
Right.
So whether or not they can grow that to like adult human-sized brain, I don't think they can do that at this point.
Oh, okay.
But perhaps in the future they could. It takes them 12 weeks to do this. It takes 12
Only
weeks.
Only 12 weeks.
Yeah, to grow the 5-week-old fetus brain equivalent.
From the
brain.
Skin cell.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
And they can do this. They're saying potentially, let's say you have something wrong with your brain, like a genetic. It would have to be a genetic issue with your brain. Then you could give them your skin cells. They could grow this brain based on your DNA in 12 weeks. And then they would have something to study and try to figure out what's wrong with you.
Right.
So there are a lot of potential applications for this pencil eraser-sized brain.
It would probably feel weird if it's your cell.
Yeah. Like...
So this...
So you cloned my brain and now you're doing tests on it?
It's like... So this is when I was like 5 weeks old. I had this brain. Like
yeah, almost exactly.
So strange.
Almost exactly. It is really strange. I saw this. Comment on the internet. Someone said, "Wait till we hook this brain up to a speaker so we can hear it screaming."
What? That's scary.
It is scary.
It's really scary. このさ。感覚刺激が与えられてないためこの There's no sensory stimuli entering brain part、
mm-hmm.
Can they do it if they wanted to? Or
I don't know
But they don't because of the morality well, or whatever issue or
The human brain has no nerves、
okay.
Well it has no it can't feel pain
Okay.
So when even if they operate on your brainThey could just cut the top of your head off, or not the top, your skull off.
Yeah.
And they can just operate on your brain without an anesthetic. Because your brain doesn't feel any pain.
なんか最近さ、オペラ歌手の人がさ、脳の手術受けながらオペラ歌ったみたいな、なかったビデオ。でもオペラ歌手だけじゃなくて、結構あるよ。なんかギター弾きながら脳の手術受けたりとか。
Right. Yeah. They have you perform weird exercises.
Yeah.
So that...They can know if something starts to go wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Grey's Anatomy でもあったもん、そういうの。なんかちょっと変なところに電気与えたりとかすると急に喋れなくなったりとかして、それが何？リアルタイムに見れるっていう、すごい不思議な現象だけど。
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, they say there's no ethical concern as there is no sensory stimuli entering the brain, but...If we removed your brain from your head and just put the ethical concern of that part aside, then like, it does, you know what I mean? Like, it's still a brain, you know? It's still...
Yeah, but they're making, like, 耳とかさ、臓器とか作ってたりするじゃん。それはだって別にさ、なんかあもういらないって言ってポイしても別に誰も怒らないというかさ。
Yeah, but you know.
それと同じ感覚ってことでしょ？つまり。
Well, you can lose your ears and it doesn't.
Yeah, but this brain didn't come from anyone. So, I mean, anyone's head at least.
Yeah.
So
it didn't.
I mean, is.
But neither does a person. Do you know what? I guess it kind of comes to the idea like what's a person like what's you right like you were saying if you remove half the brain like now you're like kind of a or you can separate the two halves, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can lose almost everything except for your brain and still be yourself.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, that means your arms, your legs, your heart, all of that stuff can be replaced. We can replace everything. You know, Dick Cheney doesn't even have a real heart.
Right.
So, but, you know, whether he's a person is debatable. But my point is, like, your brain is what makes you a person.
Yeah.
Sort of, right?
Yeah.
So if I damage my brain, I get in an accident, my brain's damaged.
Mm.
I change as a person.
Mm.
You're a different person now. Mm. You know, so this idea that there's no ethical concern because there's no sensory stimuli is, I don't know, it's not that clear.
でもそれを突っ込む人いるの今のところ突っ込んでる人いんのなんかキリスト教団体とかわかんないけど。
Just me, I think. I don't know.
It's like, don't throw this away. This is
living. I think this is great, but you know, the logic behind what he said is weird to me.
I mean, I feel like he said it only because, you know, if he didn't, then there'll be like tons of crazy people who'll be like, you know, this brain might be scared to death, like, you know.
Yeah, but
all these kinds of emotional stuff.
But for me, if he just didn't say anything about the ethical issue, that'd be way better to me. Because his argument is just seems like bogus.
まあね、でもさ、ほらなんかこういうの出るたんびに結構いろいろなさ団体から言われるわけじゃん。
Mm.
だからちょっと先回りして言っとこうって思ったんで。
For sure, there's gonna be.
It's like, oh my god, I'm gonna start getting tons of emails.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of religious
like,
people
brain
upset
killer,
about this.
Like, you know. Okay. 名前とかつけたりとかしてね。Hey Bob, Bob the Brain.
Yeah, it's good that they didn't name it.
Yeah.
What would you name?
Maybe they do in the lab though. We never know, right?
What would you name a brain though, Bob?
Yeah, I don't know. Anything.
I feel bad for people named Bob.
Why?
Bob's like the go-to. Like I don't give a fuck name. Like it makes me think like their parents were just like fuck it, Bob.
I don't care.
The Chinese government has been censoring online criticism suggesting that state negligence or corruption played a role in the Tianjin explosions that occurred on Wednesday, August 12th, and subsequent secondary explosions on the 15th. More than 50 websites have been suspended or shut down since the incident, with regulators suggesting that these websites were engaging in scaremongering. Initial reports point to an industrial accident involving hazardous materials at a plant warehouse owned by Ruihai Logistics. The plant warehouse was recorded in a 2014 government document as being a chemical storage facility for calcium carbide, sodium cyanide, ammonium nitrate, sodium nitrate, potassium nitrate, and dozens of other hazardous materials. Safety regulations concerning the management of these materials were generally disregarded, including distance from public buildings and facilities, chemical storage amounts, and record keeping. In all likelihood, more than 3,000 tons of toxic chemicals were stored at the site, with amounts well in excess of regulatory limits. Additionally, it is believed that the facility had been operating illegally without a license from October 2014 until June 2015.
8月12日に中国の天津で起きた爆発事故と3日後の15日にさらに起きた爆発についてネット上で政府の過失や汚職を追及する記事やコメントが出ており中国政府が検閲を強化しています。事故以降50以上のサイトが閲覧不可または閉鎖されており政府はこれについて不安を煽る内容のデマだったためと説明しています。爆発はルイハイロジスティックスが所有する危険物専用の倉庫で起きました。2014年に政府が作成した資料によるとこの倉庫は炭化カルシウム、シアン化ナトリウム、硝酸アンモニウム、硝酸ナトリウム、硝酸カリウムをはじめとする危険性物質を保管しておくためのものでした。こうした危険物質の取り扱いについて十分な安全性が確保されていたとは言えない状況が明らかになっており倉庫が一般の建物や公共施設に近すぎたり 危険物質の量や保管記録の管理もずさんでした。事故当時倉庫には3000トンの危険物質があったと推測されており、これは法で制限されている量を大幅に超えています。さらに2014年10月から今年の6月まで必要なライセンスなしで違法に運営されていたことも分かっています。もうどっから突っ込めばいいのかっていう感じだよね。
うん、It's the video. If anyone hasn't seen the videos of this, I would suggest watching the video. Not there's good videos to watch and bad videos, but it is unbelievable how large.
映画みたいだよね。
Oh,
爆発して。
If they showed an explosion that big,
火の粉が落ちてる様子とかが。
If there was an explosion that big in some like Michael Bay movie, I'd just be like, get out of town.
Right?
There's
know,
no way
right?
the explosion could be that big.
I know. でも本当にこうなるんだと思った。こんな風に映画みたい。だから映画って現実に近いのかなと思った。爆発に関しては。
Yeah. This was picked up by Japanese weather satellites. Like it showed up on the weather map.
God.
And then I looked at the PM2.5 website, meteorological monitoring website, and it showed a huge like plume of particulates from China arrive here in Japan, like specifically over Kanto.
Thank you, China. Now we're breathing it.
Like 2 days afterwards.
でもさ、東京にまで来てるっていうことは中国に住んでる人はどうなってるわけなの？何を吸っちゃってんの？もうかわいそう、怖いよね。
The list of chemicals is like, these are the worst possible chemicals that you could have around. And one issue with this is like, a lot of the people that would know something about what happened, they're all dead.
Yeah.
Anyone that was close to that thing is mostly dead. And those numbers are, the casualty numbers are going to, they will continue to climb. Even now.
なんかその焼け跡というかさ、こうビルがもう柱以外全部燃えちゃってたりとか、その穴開いちゃった穴を見ると、今発表されてる亡くなった人の数で済むのかなって思っちゃうよね。だって
Well, it is in a it's by the port and it's an industrial area,
right?
So there's not that many people living there.
But like apparently there were dorms, like for cops and
But it's not like a dense residential area or anything.
Okay.
But there were people living within 1 kilometer, or there were, like I said, like you know, public facilities and stuff within a kilometer. But even I don't even you know is a kilometer enough?
No,
it's not. Kilometer is not enough distance.
しかもそのさ、1キロ先の人たちとか大丈夫なのかな？その空気とか。
No.
Are they evacuating? Like what's going on?
They did evacuate that area because sodium cyanide is extremely poisonous. Cyanide is, you know, the go-to poison. In like World War II, who was it? They had cyanide pills. They give this to like, you know, secret agents and stuff. And so if you're like a spy and you get captured, there's a little pill of cyanide. It doesn't take much. Maybe, I don't know how much is in a pill. Probably like, I don't know, 500 grams or less, would kill you. And you just
And now it's just in the air.
Eat this pill and you just chew it and you're dead. Yeah, it's in the air. Yeah, there were 700 tons of sodium cyanide in this building. 700 tons. That's 700,000 kilograms of sodium cyanide in this building. The limit is 10 tons.
Okay.
They have 700 tons.
ありすぎ、ありすぎ。そのぐらいの量が爆発しちゃうとどこまで飛んでいくものなんだろうね、その。
Well, it totally depends on what the weather is doing. You know, the wind and rain. Rain isn't good because the water mixes with these chemicals and produces toxins. You know, it's toxic gases. And they think that may have had something to do with how this started. I don't know if they have an official story on what exactly happened yet. But I read that it started from like a gas station, which caused a fire over at this storage facility.
Wait. So there was a gas station right by this storage?
Close enough.
Okay.
Supposedly. I don't...
That doesn't
this
really sound like a good idea.
Not but. That much has been confirmed.
Okay.
Yet. But the fire department sprayed water on the calcium carbide. So they sprayed water on the calcium carbide, and calcium carbide combined with water produces acetylene. Acetylene is extremely volatile, and it, when mixed with oxygen, you know, the slightest thing will set it on fire.
Yeah.
And like I've used a torch, a welding torch that uses acetylene. Gas torches for welding, you know, I was welding like an exhaust pipe or something.
Okay. そ, なんかその消防士の人がその水をかけると危険、さらに危険になるっていうのを誰にも言われてなかったみたいなことをインタビューで言った記事がめちゃくちゃ中国政府に検閲されてて、あのなんだっけ、ウェイボーとか中国版ツイッターとかでリツイートしようとするとエラーになるみたいな。
Yeah, so water and calcium carbide produces acetylene. Then the acetylene, I mean, you have a fire there, right? So
yeah.
That immediately combusts, and that detonated the ammonium nitrate that was there. And ammonium nitrate is extremely explosive. It's the go-to explosive chemical.
Is it normal that these things are stored together? Like, is that... That happens a lot?
I don't know if it happens. I mean, they certainly aren't mixed or anything. But they're...I don't think it's unusual to store things like this together.
Okay.
The problem is, well, part of the problem is, you know, producing the acetylene.
Yeah.
And then that detonates the ammonium nitrate. Acetylene reaches 3,300 degrees Celsius.
Jesus.
Right? So, yeah, this ammonium nitrate, it's called, they call it ANFO. And 80% of explosives are made.With ammonium nitrate. They use it in mining and stuff.
Okay.
And it's known for its high detonation velocity. So, yeah, so that's part of the reason why the explosion was so large.
Yeah.
There was actually some issue. There's a...seatbelt company, or I don't know if they're a seatbelt company, but a Japanese company called Takata that makes seatbelts and stuff, and they make airbags.
Okay.
And they had used like ammonium nitrate, like a small amount to inflate their airbags.
Oh.
And then that became like a huge issue in the United States. People were like, are you crazy? I don't know.
So they don't use it anymore?
No, I think they recalled all those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, this sodium cyanide is super toxic. The LD50 is 6.4 milligrams per kilogram of body weight.
Okay.
So you could have like way less than a teaspoon would probably kill you. Like a fraction of a teaspoon would kill you.
それが700トン分宙に舞っちゃったってことだもんね。
Yes. Yeah. And now people are saying that there's all this foam because it rained and then it produced like this white foam everywhere in that area. And people that have come in contact with this white foam are saying that they have rashes.
Oh God.
And that they have like respiratory problems and like people are getting fucked up by this white foam.
Oh no.
Yeah.
This sucks. なんかちょうど最近さ、ベイジン、北京の、あの空気が思ったよりもさらに汚れてるみたいな。なんか 1日でタバコ40本吸ってるのと同じになっちゃうみたいなのが出たばっかりでさ、もう空気大変なことになってるよね。
40 cigarettes
Yeah, per day Just by being there Just by living in Beijing
Well,
40 cigarettes per
day. Well, if you think about it, how much air you breathe in one day.
Yeah.
The volume of air that goes through your body in one day. I don't know how many cubic meters it is.
Yeah.
But that's a lot. Think about if you take like that amount of air, however cubic meters it is, and run it all through a filter, how dirty that filter would be. Your lungs are that filter.
Yeah.
You're, you know, you change the filter in your, you know, air cleaning thing.
Yeah.
Well, your lungs are doing that too.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't change your lungs, right? Mm-hmm. So your body's like fighting off all this DNA damage being done by these particulates.
本当、子供とか赤ちゃんとかどうなってるんだろうと思っちゃう。大人でもさ、
1
日40本分ってありえないじゃん、
yeah.
ただ生きてるだけで暮らしてるだけでって、それプラスタバコ吸ってる人とかはじゃあもう本当にどうなってんだろうね、
well, like,
ヘビースモーカーみたいな人
you might as well it might be it could be better just because you're breathing through the filter yeah it's crazy
it is
Researchers at the University of Virginia have recently found links between personality and geographical preference across a series of 5 studies. The first finding was that people who love mountains are more likely to be introverted than ocean lovers. In a follow-up study, the researchers found that people preferred the ocean over mountains when they were feeling social and preferred being in mountains for decompression. They also found that residents of mountainous regions of the U.S. were generally more introverted than flat state residents. In the last leg of their investigation, the researchers sent participants to either flat open areas or secluded wooden areas. They found that while the terrain did not make people either more introverted or extroverted, people who were introverts were happier in the secluded areas than in the flat and open areas.
バージニア大学の5つの研究で人の性格と地理的な場所の好みに関連性が発見されました。まず山が好きな人は海が好きな人に比べて内向的な人が多いことが分かりました。さらに研究を進めると、人は社交的な気分の時には海を好み、息抜きしたい気分の時は山を好むことが分かりました。またアメリカで山が多い州に住んでいる人は盆地が多い州で暮らす人々より内向的な傾向がありました。研究チームが実験として被験者に開けた平原と人里離れた森に行ってもらったところ、内向的な人は森にいる方がより幸福感を感じていました。まあこれ普段どこに住んでいるかとか、どこで育ったかにもよりそうだよね。
うん、
あとなんか単純に音、なんか森の方が静かじゃん、で海の方が常に水の音とかもするしとかさ。
うん。うん。
どっちが好き？どっち派？海派？山派？
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know? You like both?
I like both a lot.
あ、そう。
I like variety, I think.
Oh, okay.
If I'm in the woods all the time, I feel like I'd want to go to the beach.
Right.
If I was at the beach all the time, I feel like maybe I want to go to
the beach. But let's say you have to pick one right now. Which would you want to go?
I don't know. I've never lived... I haven't spent... I don't know. You know, I was just in Shizuoka. And I was doing like farm-related work.
Yeah.
On hatake. And... I like it.
Okay.
I like it a lot. There's something weird and spiritual about both the beach and like mountains. But
yeah.
In Shizuoka, there's so much nature. You're surrounded by mountains. There's so many animals, and there is a lot of sound in the mountains.
まあね。
Like you hear weird animals constantly.
I definitely like the beach better. Yeah. The mountains. なんか森、森ってなんか結構怖い、寂しい感じ、寂しい気持ちになっちゃう。なんか静かだから、really? なんか癒されるけど、癒されるし好きだけど、海の方がなんか I don't know. It's なんか動いてるしね、波が。I don't know. なんか寂しい感じはしない。
Hmm.
あと多分都会で育ってしまったために、あの本当に人里離れた、あの前にね、その元彼が長野県に住んでて、長野県のしかも本当のなんか端っこの方、田舎の方、hmm. でそこ一人で散歩とかするとなんかもう怖いの、すごい、ただただ怖い。癒されるとか通り越しちゃって、もう人がいないし静かだと慣れてないから。
Which do you think is more beautiful? The beach, the ocean generally, or like mountains?
I love trees though. I mean, I love the ocean, but I also like trees.
The area I was in has a lot of bamboo forests.
Oh my god, I love that.
I was in bamboo forests.
あの、京都とか行くとさ、
I didn't feel lonely because I was with Sakura-chan.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, そうだね。If you're with someone or with your dog or whatever, that might be better. But, なんかね、怖くなっちゃうんだよね。あの、開けてるじゃん、ビーチって。そうするとあんまり怖くないんだけど、こう、木がうっそうと茂ってたりとか、なんか、畑があってもこうなんていうの、片側が林みたいになってたりとかすると、あ、今私ここで殺されても誰も気づいてくれないなみたいな、
うん、
とか川に落っこちて流されて死んでもなんか No one would know what happened みたいな、なんか悪い方、悪いっていうか怖くなっちゃうの。
I'm so comfortable in the mountains.
Okay.
But I like the beach a lot too. I don't know.
でもね、私あれ、あともう一つ、あの開けすぎてる平原、なんかスイスとか、あのニュージーランドとかに行くと、もうさ見渡す限り草みたいな、でなんかちょっと傾斜があってヤギがとか牛がいたりしてみたいな、そうするとなんか I get panic attacks、
really?
なんかそう過呼吸みたいになりそうになるというか、
you know, I,
ざわざわしちゃって怖い。
I had experience like that when I was in Shizuoka, cause I was in this kind of flat open areaWhere they had a lot of like tea leaves and stuff, but I went near there was this, I don't know what they're called, the big towers for power lines. It's huge. This tower thing was really big.
Okay.
And I had to walk right past it. And I don't know. I get this.Overwhelming like fear.
え、なんか大きい建造物が怖い人、もしかしてダムとかすごい怖い人。
Yeah, like really not so much like big open spaces, but it's like really large things. Like when clouds are low.
Yeah, yeah.
If there's like a low cloud and I just, and it's moving pretty fast, and I just see how huge this cloud is. Sometimes I want to like run away.
There's a name for that.
Oh, do you know what it is?
No, but でもいるんだよ、なんかそういう人、なんか先端恐怖症とかみたいな感じで、とにかく大きいものが怖い。だから、
It's really specific. Like I'm not afraid of anything else, really.
What about like underwater creatures, like whales,
no.
like huge ones?
Well, I haven't seen any, but.
But pictures and stuff, no?
Pictures don't...
It's okay.
Pictures don't bother me. It's just, if I have to walk past something that's like one of those tower things, it's, if there's a bunch of buildings around, then it doesn't bother me. But if there's just one really tall thing,
yeah.
for some reason it's like I'm about to fight Godzilla or something. Like this thing would just destroy me, even if it's just an object.
じゃあドバイとか行ったらどうなるのかね? ブルジュハリファみたいなさ。
I don't know.
めっちゃでかい建物みたいな。
I don't know. The low clouds is weird to me.
Huh.
I don't understand like why I'd be afraid of a cloud. I feel like it could just shoot that one lightning bolt down and just kill me.
What?
You know what I mean?
面白いね。人によって怖いものが全然違うんだ。
Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird.
It's kind of inconvenient. There was this route that I would walk. from I would walk from Nakano to Asagaya, and walking that route, somewhere in between, like Koenji, somewhere in Koenji, there's a series of really tall electrical poles.
Okay.
And those things would just scare the shit out of me at night.
Ah, so.
Yeah. So I had to change my route.
Wow.
Yeah.
そこまで?
And that's when I like found this out.
え、それはなんで怖いの? それもなんか lightning とか来そうだからってこと? どういうこと?
I don't know, but if anyone has seen those things, maybe they know what I'm talking about.
Maybe.
I can't be the only one that's scared of those things.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
It's weird though.
不思議だね。
Yeah.
みんななんかあるよね。なんかそれぞれさ、他の人から見たら何が怖いのみたいに思うかもしれないけど。
So you think you have some form of agoraphobia or something?
Kind of.
Like in flat open spaces?
Yeah, maybe. Like, でも it depends. なんかハワイの知り合いの人で、それこそなんか見渡す限り自分の土地みたいな人がいるのね。でもそれはなんか彼のプロパティ一応線があるじゃんと思ってると全然怖くないんだけど、そのなんかネイチャーで人もあんまりいなくて本当に田舎でなんか家もポツンポツンしかないみたいなとこに行くともう怖い。なんか心がざわざわざわざわしてもうなんか逃げたいって思っちゃうの。 Maybe it's agoraphobia. Maybe I am agoraphobic. I didn't even really make that connection, but
I don't know if we should be diagnosing anyone here, but it's possible, I guess.
面白いね。はい。
Did you hear about D's Nuts?
No, what's that?
So there's the whole, you know, election ruckus going on in the U.S. right
Donald
now.
Donald Trump.
And one of the...The person in third on the polls is D's Nuts.
What? That's his name?
Well, it's like a joke because people like disrespectfully will respond to things like, how about D's Nuts? Like my nuts.
Yeah.
Like my testicles. It's kind of like, you know, you're saying. Like,
wait, but this is a poll, right?
Yeah, this is a poll.
People were typing in it? Like, what?
No, so there's a 15-year-old kid that registered as a presidential candidate as D's Nuts. And he's in third right now.
Wow.
Yeah, he's the leading, like, independent. Supposedly, I just saw this clip on YouTube.
Wait, who's number one and number two right now?
Number one is Donald Trump.
For Republican, right?
No, overall.
What? Yeah. Overall?
Yeah.
And second is Clinton?
Yes.
Oh my God, America is doomed, yo. You guys.
No, Donald Trump is leading.
Oh my God.
But he did it. He did what I've been talking about. He talked about how the system is broken. Remember?
Yeah.
No one was having the conversation about the political system being broken.
Yeah.
All the politicians were just pretending like that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
Donald Trump came up there and he has been bribing politicians his whole career.
Yeah.
So he was like, you know, I've bribed politicians. I've bribed most of the people on this stage that I'm debating with
now. Yeah, yeah. I saw that.
And because he brought that up, that drew so much attention to him, and he stands out so much because he's telling the truth.
そのアスペクトはわかるよ。なんかもう自分もすごい金持ちだし、何クリントンにもお金払ったことあるし、お金はいらないからそういう意味での汚職は絶対ないみたいなさ、それはわかるけど、その一個はいいかもしれないけど、それ以外の発言がやばすぎるからさ、そこでなんかオフセットできるようなもんなのかっていう。
That's how important the conversation about the political system is
that
he brought it up, and it just everyone was like, finally someone is cutting through the bullshit, and people are so fed up with the politics in the US that D's Nuts is like a legit candidate now. He's like 15 years old.
I mean, I know,
well, I don't know if he's legit. I don't know if legit's the right word, but
I know you can't have it all, but究極の選択すぎるでしょちょっと、
yeah.
コラプション嫌だからこっちにするかみたいな。
Yeah, Trump's angle is weird because he's like saying that he's been part of the problem this whole time, which is why he's the solution.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, I understand that to some extent. I mean, he knows how it works, right? Because he's been part of it. So if he wants to stop it, like, or if he decides not to do it, he can do it because he's been there, done that. But yeah, but oh God,
I don't know. I don't think he knows what he's doing.
Donald Trump as the president. すごいよね。ずっとジョークでさ、マジでなっちゃったらどうするみたいな感じに言ってるけどさ。
But the whole system's a joke, so it's perfect.
本当になっちゃう可能性があるから怖いよね。アメリカは。
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of fun, though.
It's funny, because I don't live there. I'm not an American, I can just be like chilling. Yeah, like just for our entertainment.
Yeah.
But, yeah. T シャツ、ファービンクス T シャツを太田さんがなんと日曜サンデーの収録で着てくれて、yes. その写真がネットに載っていた。イエーイ、太田さんありがとう。
ありがとう。
激アソだね、本当に。
Mm.
なんかもう、
yeah. It's dope.
Yeah. 似合ってたね。
Yeah.
なんか2枚もあったしね、写真。
Mm.
それを最初にリスナーの人が教えてくれて、その人もありがとうございました。やっぱ優しいよね。なんか こっちが勝手に送りつけてるのにさ、ちゃんとそれを着てくれるっていう。なんか最太田流行語大賞っていうのをさ、ずっとやってるじゃん、コーナーで。
うん、
で私思ったんだけど、私もなんかそういう変な、なんか太田さんがね、嘘つきちょびたっていうやつがあって昔から言ってるんだって。
うん、
でなんか私もそういう変なこと言ってるなって思って。そういえば、
sure.
でしょ、
yeah.
なんか最近の自分の中でのここ何ヶ月の流行りはサテとポテコちゃんっていうやつなんだけどなんかさ言いたくなっちゃうんだよね、そういうのをポロってなんか考えないで口から出てくるのがなんか自分の中で流行語になるみたいな、mm. サテとポテコちゃんちょっと使ってみんな
It's got a ring to it
でしょ、なんかノリが良くない、
うん、mm.I like it.
Right? ちょっと使って、これから、さてとポテコちゃん。さてとっていうときね。
I'm bad with like tongue twistery things though.
Oh yeah?
I think, yeah.
私いつも言っちゃう、なんかおじさんみたいな感じなのかな。なんか、マミちゃんとか言って、何ちゃんとか言っちゃうしさ。なんかもう全部ノリで。
yeah.
Oh god, 親父っぽいよね、ちょっと。
Is there a limit?
I don't know.I hope not.
If there is, you'll find it.
I guess. さてとポテコちゃん。そう、Facebook、Twitter、Instagram 引き続きお願いします。あと文字起こしのアプリね、iPhone と Android から、ダウンロードできますので、何言ってんのかなマイケルここでみたいな時はそれを利用してみてください。月額なんと240円で全部の文字起こしが読み放題っていう激安やってますので。
うん、
お願いします。
お願いします。
ファービンクス T シャツも Amazon で買えますので、番組の存続のためにぜひよろしくお願いします。終わり、
yep.
終わりですか。
以上です。
以上です。バイ
バイ。